everyone.
Let's jazz it up.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. I have the best guest on my platform tonight, Christian De Messonez. Did I say that correct?
Pretty close, but I like that. That actually makes me sound a little French right there. De Messonez.
Oh, wow.
Something that you put on your sandwich, right?
No. No. Big New York. I have a jazz musician, Big New York, on the show tonight. Phone lines are open right now. You can call on in and say what you got to say. So as the show begins, where are you calling from?
I am in Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia. All right.
That's
Northern
right. That's,
Virginia
yeah.
fans. All right. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. So that first track I just played was called the Big Tall Wish track. Which album is that one on, and when was that one released?
That was released in January of 2020, and it did very well for me. It made number 6 on the Groove Jazz chart and number 15 for the best smooth jazz song of 2020.
Wow.
And it's all it's off my album, They Call Me Big New York, which was released in February of 2020.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. By the way, how did that nickname Big New York come about?
Big New York, it stuck with me because I used to work in the record store business back in the day. My brother had a record store chain called Willie's, and I used to be a manager, and every time I'd walk into the store, I'd have a bunch of coworkers say, "Hey, Big New York," and it just stayed with me, you know.
All
you
right.
Know,
Brenda,
there aren't too many people that sound like me in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So. We have a lot of curious listeners out there. Christian, introduce yourself. What would you tell them about yourself and how you were born into a musically inclined family? How many different guitars you play, and how long you been playing in the music industry?
I started professionally back in 1980, which was my first professional gig. 1981, I was playing under contract for the military bases in Oahu.
Wow.
And I was playing heavy metal music, so we were doing a lot of AC/DC. Do you know, have you ever heard of AC/DC, Brenda?
Yes.
If you're familiar, familiar with?
Yes.
Okay. So we were playing Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap, and what else? We had a couple of really good rocking songs, and I was living the heavy metal lifestyle back then, and you know, yeah. But I started playing when I was 14 years old. And as far as today is concerned, as far as the instruments I have about 12 basses. So, all different kinds. I have a 4-string, a 5-string fretless, an 8-string, a 12-string, 2 double necks, 2 custom instruments. My favorite is my 6-string Alembic Epic and my Warwick Dirty Blonde Thumb Bass.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Wow. So you have a new single out, Sexy Beat. What inspired you to do that? I love it. Where that came about? Is there a story behind that?
That song is about maybe a little bit over 2, maybe 3 years old originally. It was a track that was written. It was actually given to me by my producer and brother-in-law, Christopher Valentine. And when he gave me the track, he actually gave me a bunch of tracks at the same time. One of them was Sweet Night, and actually, I don't know, Big Tall Wish was actually older than that. But he gave me these tracks, and then what I did, and what I usually do with all the tracks he gives me, is I write melodies to them. And And so I had that sitting, you know, in a vault for some time. And then I reached out. The first thing I did was reach out to Rob Maletek, and Rob Maletek, who is a dear friend of mine who has played with me on many songs and many gigs. He did a really cool alto sax solo. It was awesome. And we wanted to save that, but I actually I heard trumpet. So I reached out to a very dear friend, Bill McGee out of Richmond, Virginia, who actually has some really incredible legacy with him, because he's the one who was part of the Sugar Hill Gang, and he did that great track. He was on all those tracks. Apache was one of his biggest hits, and, you know, Apache is a great party song. So, yeah, so I feel pretty cool about that. That's pretty awesome.
Well, we're going to go ahead and spin some music. How about that?
Okay, no problem. I love it.
All right, here is
I love it.
Sexy Beast. We'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you.
That is Sexy Beast by the Mr. Big New York Christian Danez. Did I sound it right?
You see, Brenda, that's the reason why they call me Big New York, because there's so many people out there that just want to stay clear away from pronouncing my last name. It is pronounced Day-Masones.
Day-Masones.
Okay? So, yeah, but if you don't want to do that, I give you complete liberty on just calling me Big New York. That's fine. No problem.
Well, the
I'm
reason
not mad at you.
Okay, well, I like to keep pronouncing it so I know I get it right. If I don't get it right, it will bother me. So,
okay.
But you know what? I'll do what you tell me to do on the platform today. I'm going to call you Christian or Big New York. How about that?
That's fine. That makes it easy for both of us. No problem.
Okay, then. Sorry. So I tried. So go ahead and give your website information and your social media information. What radio stations that are spinning this new single, where at on music outlets. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, you can find everything about me on my website, which is www.bignybaseworld.com.
Oh.
And so, yeah, everything is on there, the press, press clippings, all my songs, which you can either buy from me directly on the website, or you can order an autographed CD from me directly on my website, which in the United States, it's $20. And the CD is really, really awesome as far as the packaging is concerned. Yeah, I'm going to send you one, Brenda, by the way, because you've done such an incredible job. I'm going to send you one. Expected in the mail next week, but the packaging is really, really cool. Great artwork and an 8-page booklet with liner notes by my friend and supporter for many years, Doc Hardy, who's in the Connecticut area.
Okay.
You asked me something about radio stations, and you kind of got me because I cannot remember all the calls.
We'll leave that alone then, because you're on so many, and I thought there were the major ones that you keep in contact with. So we just gonna leave that alone.
I could. You know what? Actually, I think it would be a really good idea if I do give these people a shout out. So
well, we're gonna wait on that. We're gonna wait on that, on the shout out.
Okay,
right now we got a person that's been sitting on my monitors. Area code 708. Go ahead and state your name. Speak.
This is Rajane, and I just had to call in and give a huge congratulations to my boy Big New York. A talented musician. A talented musician from artist to artist. I respect him so much. He's such a great talent, and I just wanted to pop in and say, hey.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. And what's your name?
Rajane.
Rajane. Rajane. Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. There you go, Christian.
Well, don't let her go. Don't let her go. Do you know you're in the presence of royalty? Did you know that? Have you ever watched that movie Low Down Dirty Shame? Do you remember that movie back in the day? Well, Rajane was a featured artist on the soundtrack, and she has a really, really big single, which I believe is number one in the UK at this moment. If not, it's top three. I forgot the name of the song. Rajane, what's the name of your song?
Come Get This Love.
Come get This Love. Yes.
Yes.
So whoever's listening out there, and I know this is going to be a repeat broadcast, so that's really, really cool. You should definitely look her up. I'm hoping to work with Rajane in the future. She's got a great, great voice, really, really, really strong vocal performance, and she's a great person, and she's been in my corner since we first met, and so I appreciate her very much.
Wow, and thank you for calling in. Wow, I'm going to look her up too. So you can stay and listen in as you please. Okay, as we continue with the show, Christian, what is that ultimate desire which you wish all your fans to get out of this new single, or especially any of your music, all of your music?
Oh, I really, you know, that's a really great question, because we've gone through a year of basically being self-isolated, most of us anyway. And, you know, now things are starting to look and feel better, of course. But, you know, there's a bunch of bookings that have already in the hole for years. So I'm just hoping that I can acquire some bookings in before the end of 2021.
Okay.
And right now I'm waiting on a couple of words from a couple of venues. But, you know, to me, performance is such a major part of my enjoyment for music. And even though I'll be happy if I just keep on writing and putting out songs, that will be great. But without live performance, the interaction from an audience, and of course the fellowship of playing with my friends and playing with fellow musicians who I admire, without that, you know, it's just a different view. So for my wish, really, this is my wish. I'd like to go out the last 10 years of my life, the last 20 years, depending on what God has to say, on a chariot, man. I want to be like Ben-Hur, man. I want to go out there with my chariot and play all over the world and make a global imprint. I just don't want to stay in the Northern Virginia area. I want to, my dream is to be picked up by a major booking agency and then let them put me on the road and give me a tour bus, and I'm gone, you know, I'm gone.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you. So I would like to ask you, is there any future music that's coming up you want to tease us about? Any other future music projects you have in store?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in the studio now recording the tribute song to my father, who passed away in 2013. It's called Don Pedro, and it features incredible sax work from Jared Rosamina and great vocal work from David Blamires, who used to play and sing and play guitar also for Pat Metheny. I've got some great, great music in that track, and I'm not sure when I'm releasing that one, but I am working. I've got about three or four tracks, so I'm trying to hopefully get a new album in 2022, in the second quarter of 2022.
Wow.
If all goes well. So, but I am going to be releasing some more singles. I think in late July, early August, I'll be releasing another single called Hispanica, which is off my album They Call Me Big New York. And I want to let fans know that Sexy Beast and the last single prior to Sexy Beast, which was Sweet Night, the instrumental, those two tracks were not my previous debut album.
Okay.
So they were like added bonus tracks. So I couldn't fit them in under the timeline. So that's why I'm releasing. I want to try to keep relevant and fresh and new, you know, so that's why I'm putting this stuff out, you know. So Sexy Beast was supposed to be on that album and it didn't make the cut in time. It was time restrictions, but I'm glad that it came out when it did. And absolutely what I want to shout out is I want to give a shout out to my incredibly talented wife who produced my video. I don't know if you've seen the video, but the video is really stunning. Have you seen the video for Sexy Beast?
I've seen the video, yes. Yes, I love it. Great art.
It's really cool art, isn't it? It's really, really great. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
I try to get my wife to I try to get my wife to pose nude in all my videos, man. But that doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to share the love that way. So she allows me to try to find other models and other people,
okay.
man, because I just I love artwork. I grew up in an artistic environment, and I just love imagery, you know. I mean, whether it is, you know, body paint or just anything that strikes strikes you, you know, something that grabs your attention, you know. So I'm glad you saw the video, because I thought the video was really a work of art, and
it is.
I'm blown away. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that information. As you are giving a shout out, go ahead and give a shout out to all the other persons that supported you in the making of Sexy Beast, and a matter of fact, of all your music. Go right ahead.
Well, I definitely would like to give a shout out to my producer and brother-in-law, Christopher Valentine. He has been a great source of inspiration and support. And so without him, none of this really would be happening. I also would like to give a shout out to another producer who I work with. He produced Year of the Dragon on my album, which went to number one on Radio Guitar One, and also featured a press clipping in Jazz's magazine. And so I'm really proud of that song, Year of the Dragon. It features Chow Tian on the Chinese dulcimer, and Tom Teasley on percussion. And it's a very, very, very cool track. And then, of course, I'd like to give thanks to all the musicians who have supported me in my corner over the years, Rob Maletic, Eddie Bacchus Jr., Elliot Levine, Curtis McCain, Nia Simmons, you know, various drummers who I admire out there who've been in my corner. And I know I'm missing somebody. Mike Gamble, who's been my guitar player for many, many years. He actually was with me at Groove School Band when I started back in 2006 or 2010, actually. Yeah, and that was my first album that I released, Groove School. Yes, yeah.
Well?
So, yes, and one more. My manager, Fritz Germain, who's been helping me the last few years. He's been helping me promote and supporting me, and also helping me book shows. So I'm thankful to Fritz.
All right. So all those persons that have supported you, we're going to give them an applause, and that they do continue to pick you up with all your projects. So as we move along and continue, I have another caller that just came in. I'm trying to get to all the callers. Caller, area code 202. Go ahead, speak.
Hey, Big New York. This is Derek calling.
Hey, you know, I knew exactly the minute you said hey. I mean, the first word, hey, like I knew it was you, Derek. And I'd like to introduce the listeners who may not be familiar with Derek Hooks. He has an organization that really connects local musicians in the DMV. It's called FAM, and it's a nonprofit organization. And what he does is, I mean, besides trying to make sure that we all support each other in various ways, he hosts a once a year, I guess, a congregation, so to speak. He'll book a place and just have us all meet together and share our stories of where we've been at during the year. And so I haven't seen Derek in a while because of the pandemic. So I'm hoping that, you know, we can visit soon. I'm going to be coming out of my shell like a cicada, Derek. I'm going to be coming
right.
Coming
I'm working on that. Hey, Rosanne. I have to speak to her too. Brenda,
okay.
First of all, I want to say thank you for the platform that you're allowing Christian to present his music. Rajane is a tremendous talent and also an honorary FAM member, and we communicate weekly with her schedules, you know, and it's just a tremendous honor to be on this call right now. So thanks all of y'all.
Oh, much appreciated. My pleasure. And I thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you for being there for me tonight. I appreciate it really very much.
Always, sir.
All right. So as we continue with the show, we have a few more minutes left. You are more than welcome to give a shout-out. I mean, not a shout-out. I mean words of encouragement. Any encouraging words you want to give to those who are still dealing with the confusion of this pandemic? Any encouraging words you want to give, Christian?
I have to tell you that I think the most important thing that we can contribute is kindness to one another. You know, kindness is free, right? You don't have to spend money out of your pocket. You don't have to do a GoFundMe page. But what's really important is kindness and also communication. Reach out to those who are on your mind. Let them know that you're thinking about them. As far as encouraging other artists, this is a crazy, crazy business. Music is music is a gift. It makes people feel really, really great. It uplifts them, and sometimes that's just what you're going to have to be satisfied with, because you know, things will not always go the way that you expect them to go, or plans that you've hoped for. All of us are aspiring artists, and we have a vision, and we just want to keep on pushing and offering music to those, and hope that we capture the attention of people out there who put music on a priority list, you know, something that's top, you know, something that's top five in their life, you know, top three or top 10 in their life. And I think here in America, I think it, you know, we as Americans, we've just been fed so much, so fast. And it's hard sometimes to just, you know, realize the gifts that come your way. But I pray that we as a society continue to uplift each other, encourage each other, and say good things to one another. So that's, I guess, my words of wisdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you for those words of wisdom. And while I still have people that are still trying to call in,
you are?
Cars.
Go ahead.
There
bring
are people. Hold on a second. I want to ask you, I got two tracks, Spirit and Throb. Can you give me what's the story behind those two tracks and when they were released?
Oh, Throb, Spirit was released before Throb. That came out in the winter of 2018, and it actually did very well for me. It at first, people receive it as a holiday song, a Christmas song, and then it went on to be I guess a strong single for the beginning of 2019.
Okay.
And it got played on WEIB in Springfield heavily, and there's a bunch of stations that played that song so much. It went to number one on various stations, and it went to number 12 on Media Base, which I was happy with. And as far as Throb is concerned, the great thing about Throb was this was a real urban funky song, and that went out in August of that same year, 2019, August of 2019. And it really it struck a chord with urban music. As a matter of fact, a lot of urban stations that don't necessarily play smooth jazz started playing that song.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I do have something to tell my listeners, which if you're hearing me for the very first time and you don't know much about me, Throb is being remixed And hopefully it will be released. I don't know if it's going to be this year. I'd like to try to release it before the end of the year. But it will be on my new album, and it is called Throb the Bass Gods Remix. And it's it features some of the top bass players in the music world. I've got Kenny G's bass player, Vale Johnson. I've got Andrew Goucher, the godfather of bass. I've got Bill Dickens, Bill the Buddha Dickens, who is an incredible musician. And also, if you're not familiar with him, you should definitely look him up. His name is Brendan Rothwell, and he
is...
Oh,
my gosh, yes!
you know Brendan. So Brendan's on there also, and we do a battle bot. We're like Transformers, man, in space. So,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Wow, Christian. Okay, caller area code 571. If you're calling in to speak, turn off your background noise. Okay. So, obviously, they're not. As we move along, Christian, is there any other information you want to give as we sign out off of air?
Oh, you know what? For all those people who really love not only smooth jazz, but funk, urban, Latin music, just the whole hodgepodge of creative, original music, I just want to let you know that you guys are really, really important to artists like myself. You know, I am a fan. I've been a fan of music since I was little, and I still get a thrill from music. Thank God I still get a thrill from music. It hasn't changed since I was a small child. So I want to thank all those who have been in my corner and those who are yet to discover what I'm about. And before I do get off, I would like to give out a couple of shout-outs. It's really important. First of all, I'd like to give out a shout-out to my radio promoter, JD, for 1208 Promotions, and also a bunch of the stations that are playing me. I have a list here, and I think it's important that they know that I care, that they're promoting my music and sharing my music. So let me tell you, I have WCLK in Atlanta, WEIB in Springfield, Mass, WNOZ New Orleans, WJMX-DB Smooth Jazz Boston Global Radio, WSRN-DB Jazz Oasis Maine. That's my friend Russ Norton. I also have KSJR-DB Arizona Jazz on the Rocks. That's my friend Michael Lyles. WJKR-DB in New York. That's Joe Cool Radio. He does a great job. He does a show every week highlighting the groove jazz artists for the week that have charted. I also have Tony Sky out of Atlanta at 101.5 The Vibe. And his show is called Jazz Vibrations. I have CD 101.9, which is out of New York, The Groove with Al Taylor. Al Taylor, I remember having released Good Old Days back in 2015, where really not too many people knew of me, and he was one of the first that played me, so shout out to Al. Also, I have WJRL 95.3 Sunrise Soul with Nina. And all my friends in the UK, Jazz Juice Radio, Frank Tui, thank God for you, Frank. Thank God for Mike Ricard at Dusty Groove. Thank God for London Soul UK with Paul Russell. Paul Corey, Toothpicks at Smooth Jazz Radio Melbourne. Really, it's such a long list. Tina E. Clark at Smooth Jazz Weekend. Wayne Kennedy at Chocolate Radio in London. Worldwide Jazz Radio, Robert Bryant, that's out of Las Vegas. Cool Jazz Cafe with Dave Oz. Zone Radio with Paulette Jackson. Jazz on Ice with Doc Hardy out of WKBS Bridgeport, Connecticut. And there's a lot other ones that I'm missing, but that is.
I would like
what I've been able to.
Jazz Flight, John B. here in Evansville, Indiana, at WEV.
Bring them on.
Evansville, Indiana, Jazz Flight, WUEV, John B.
Jazz Flight. Okay. John B.
John B.
Okay.
It might be another radio host, but John B. is my buddy. We're at WEV Jazz Flight. And I just want to give a shout out to him because he always sends me musicians' music. And they play a lot of smooth jazz on WUEV. So don't forget him because I've seen it on the list that you had on your media social site. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Okay.
You know, you had him in there. So I'm going to give all of them an applause. Are you done?
Oh, me? Am I
done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm really happy. Thank you so much for the platform. And I appreciate the people who have called in, who have tried to call in. Thank you for your support. And absolutely. Yes, I'm done.
All right. And you are more than welcome, Kristen, Big New York, to come back on my platform with your new music project. I love your music. I'm a new fan for life. I'll be following you, following your music, following your journey, your music. So thank you for taking out your time to come on my show. If anyone missed it, just follow the link. And I have a surprise with another jazz artist, is a trumpeter. His name is Matt Cappy. He will be on my show coming up next week on May 25th. And he has a new single out called Look at Us Now, which I will play at the end of this show. But meanwhile, before I sign out with Big New York, I have two tracks up here that I want to play. Will be Spirit and Throb. And I want to thank everyone for tuning and listening in for this show for tonight on Lady Diva Live Radio. Hopefully, y'all continue to follow me. And thank you so much. Love you guys. This is Lady Diva. Signing out, but let's jazz it up. Good night, everyone. by Christian Big New York. I am going to play the last song to end this showcase by Matt Cappy. He will be my next upcoming guest, coming May 25th. Check your time zones. He will be on my central time zone at 2:30 p.m. And it will be 3:30 Eastern time. That is Matt Cappy. And this is his newest single, which is called Now, Look at Us Now. Look at Us Now is the name of the single. And I'm going to say good night, and I'm signing out. And thank you all for your support and tuning in. Good night, everyone.
Look at us now.